Good morning, and I'd like to thank you as well for coming this morning on the last day of the APHA. So I'm at the University of Medicine Dentistry School of Public Health. Next year, if I'd be presenting, I'd be saying I'm at Rutgers, because we are merging, per our governor, with Rutgers. All of UMDMJ is, so it's a quite challenging year we have an undertaking with us. But I'm at the School of Public Health and have done K-12 education, teacher professional development for several years. And so I wanted to tell you about one of our new initiatives, the BOLD initiative. And, of course, I don't have anything to disclose. So today I want to talk to you about the summer camp that we developed for high school students. Describe methods for how we taught genetics and biology using breast cancer as the context, and then discuss some of the evaluation results of the BOLD initiative. So some of the goals, we wanted to improve science skills. Of course, science literacy in the U.S. is low. So we wanted to make sure that whatever we were doing was having students transfer their science skills or what they're learning in the classroom. Also, cancer literacy. We wanted to increase students' awareness of cancer. When we started this project, we did some formative evaluation, and high school students really told us quite a bit that what they thought about cancer was you die. And so we wanted to be able to address that and teach them more about how cancer develops, identify some risk factors, some risk reduction strategies, what they can do today to reduce their risk for cancer. And then, of course, we have less students going into science careers, so we also wanted to introduce them to different careers within cancer prevention, research, and treatment areas, not just the doctor, but everything that's involved, from the nurse to the lab, tech assistants to social workers to everybody involved. So a quick overview of our BOLD initiative. It's a joint project between the Cancer Institute of New Jersey and the School of Public Health. It's a week-long, 5 days summer camp experience. I have been doing teacher professional development for about 15 years every summer, and I wanted to change. So we decided we would do a summer camp for students, and it was been remarkable. It's been a lot of fun. So we opened it up for ninth grade, students entering ninth grade, and then to the students who had just graduated the previous June. We employed hands-on activities, role plays, again, sort of lending on our previous presenter, making it fun, doing things that would be fun. The first year, it was free for students. It was a little bit of a pilot for us. We didn't know how many students we'd recruit to participate. We actually did most of our recruiting in-house. We invited UMDMJ, as well as Rutgers and our local hospital, any employees who had children of high school age for them to participate, and had a huge turnout, a bigger turnout than we ever thought. The employees really appreciated having an opportunity to have their children involved in a program over the summer, explain to them a little bit more about what they do at work. And then the second year, we charged $75 per student. And I had a call after the session from one of the parents, and she was like, you know, I sent my daughter to a program at Brown, I sent my daughter to a program at Harvard, and they cost thousands of dollars, and this is the only program that my daughter is talking about yours, and it was only $75. Couldn't you make it longer? So I thought that was exciting. We had some press coverage from the event. The program is funded by the Val Skinner Foundation, who is an ex-LPGA member and does a lot with breast cancer. And so she was able to get us on to Fox News Saturday and
to the camp, all the kids
we were really thrilled to be able to have that on Fox News. It was a Saturday and Friends, so it was like at 6:30 in the morning. But we did have some calls afterwards with some potential funders who saw the segment. So what was the camp curriculum? What did we have the students do? So we had the students follow patient X, who had been diagnosed with breast cancer. She agreed to allow her records to be used in the camp, so we were able to use her pathology reports, her experience. They were able to, we didn't have them interview her, but they were able to ask questions, and then the answers about her health history, her previous health information was all provided to the students. It was also based on a curriculum, the BioConnect curriculum, which stands for Biology in Cancer Online Education Connecting Teens. This was a curriculum that we developed with the Cancer Institute of New Jersey. That was really designed to be used in the classroom to allow biology teachers to have students transfer their knowledge of biology into a real, real world situation of breast cancer. So we were able to kind of just build on some of those lessons and incorporate it into our summer program. And since we also held it on campus at the Cancer Institute of New Jersey, we were also able to incorporate presentations from cancer researchers and other professionals. So the students got to be able to meet some of the researchers and learn about different research that was going on at the Cancer Institute. So a quick outline. Day one was, welcome and introduction. And then the morning was really spent on talking about what is cancer, having students, tell us what they know about cancer so we could learn about what their existing knowledge was, what some of their preconceptions are of cancer. So then the rest of the week we could sort of build on what they know, address any misconceptions, be able to correct those throughout the week. And we also gave students a tour of the building, so they got to see some of the labs. There was some different research going on. The students really liked to see the zebrafish lab. That was one of the highlights. And then we also built on what they know about biology and cancer. Some of these students had biology, so they were able to help the other students who hadn't had biology yet, since sort of varies in New Jersey as well as I'm sure in your states as to what age students, what grade students are getting biology now. So it's kind of nice to be able to see the peer learning. Students who had biology were able to transfer their knowledge and share their knowledge with the younger ones, so we got to see some of that transfer of knowledge as well. Day two, they were introduced to Patient X, the case study, what her situation was, how she was diagnosed, what happened that she discovered, that she went to the doctor. We had a cancer researcher come in and talk about genetics in the environment and talk about some of the research that she was doing, looking at the link. And then the afternoon and most of the part of the morning was also spent on how do you diagnose cancer. So students investigated the various diagnostic tools, mammograms, MRI, ultrasound, and then a biopsy. So they have to research those online, do some presentations. In the picture here, a group is presenting on mammograms. And so they got to just go online. We shared some information. We had an oncologist come in and talk about mammograms. They got to see not patient X's mammograms, but different mammograms. And the researcher went through, this is a healthy breast, this is a breast that has cancer. So they got to see real life mammograms and kind of opened up their eyes to what that looked like. And then they also got to introduce to pathology. We had a pathologist come in and talk about what they do, how they take the biopsy, they look at it, how they decide whether something is cancer or not, and then how they write up the reports and what the report is. So the students got to see actual pathology reports of patient X. Of course, all any information that was sensitive was blocked out. Day three was more on pathology, but most of it was on day three was spent on cancer genetics. They introduced to BRCA genes, what that means, some of the different mutations related to the BRCA genes and different races and ethnicities. And then we also had them learn about genetic counseling. A lot of students really hadn't heard about genetic counseling. We had a genetic counselor come in and talk about what they do. We also had students look at not only patient X's pedigree, but we also had them build their own pedigree, not just cancer-related, but any health issues, so they could kind of see what am I at risk for? What do I need to be concerned about as well? And then day three was mostly spent on cancer treatment, looking at the different treatment options for breast cancer, had a cancer oncologist come in and talk about how they decide what is going to be the best option and some of the new personalized medicine that's coming down, and looking at, you know, the actual cancer itself and how they build on what the treatment is best for that. And then we also introduced students to clinical trials, had them go on to clinicaltrials.gov, look up clinical trials for their age group and see that, oh, that there is stuff going on for high school students as well. Within New Jersey. And one of the highlights on Friday, we did a career speed dating, held very similar to a speed dating event. We had about 20 professionals participate. Students got to spend about 5 to 7 minutes with each professional. So they just got a quick snippet of what that particular professional is. And we had different people participate, biostatisticians, epidemiologists, health educators, just a variety of different professionals that would be involved in cancer prevention and treatment. And so students got to get a better perspective of a whole broad range of diverse careers. And we had many students who said, oh, wow, I'm thinking about a career in genetic counseling. You know, I wanted to be able to incorporate science and health, but didn't want to do MD. And so that kind of opened up their eyes to what the other options for them. And then on Friday, we also talked about risk reduction. And then, of course, one of the biggest highlights is they got to meet Patient X. And they were just amazed because Patient X looks normal. You know, she's has a family. She is, looks great. And so the kids were just like amazed. We got to see a really good paradigm shift of, oh, cancer means death, to, oh, cancer, there's a lot of treatment options, and people can go on living normal lives. Over the 2 years, we've had 77 students participate, representing 26 high schools, mostly in New Jersey. We did have one from Miami. He was visiting family in the area. So that's why he participated from Miami. Some evaluations, students were really very positive about the program. We actually had to change the evaluation from year one to year two. In year one, I asked a question about, did the program meet your expectations? Overwhelmingly, a lot of them said no in year one. But in the comments, they said that the program exceeded their expectations. They had no expectations going on, so of course it didn't meet their expectations. So we had to change the wording on some of that. Here's some wonderful comments. I literally knew nothing about cancer. It was just a sad idea that people were ill. I learned a lot about science. It inspired me to really start taking care of my health. I really liked the speed dating for careers. I'm seriously considering opportunities in the medical field that I never had interest in before. So we were quite pleased with a lot of the comments that students said. Just some quick acknowledgments. The program is led by Dr. Topmeyer, who is an oncologist. So it's the Life Center at the Cancer Institute of New Jersey, which collaborates with the Center for School and Community-Based Research and Education, which is where I'm based at the School of Public Health. And like I said, we get a lot of our funding from the Val Skinner Foundation. Several years ago, they had an LPGA pro who was diagnosed with cancer at age 24, who then died. And so now Val Skinner has taken on breast cancer as her agenda of combating it. So she raises $500,000 a year. $250,000 comes to the Cancer Institute, which supports this project, as well as the BioConnect teacher program, as well as other programs at the Cancer Institute of New Jersey, and then $250 goes to the Suman G. Komen Foundation. And here's my information, and I'm happy to take questions if we have time. I will take questions later.